afternoon, everyone. This is Sonia McGirt with Honest Dialogue. Today I have Madeline Victoria on the line, and she is a performer, and she actually started at a very young age. I know you guys, if you read the intro that I put online, you knew a little bit about her. So what I'm going to do now is just go ahead and bring her on. Madeline?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was almost running a little late. I had some things come up, and I was like, oh, gosh, let me hurry.
no problem.
What I usually do is just have you first, you know, tell a little bit about yourself, so that way people can kind of get to know you.
Okay. Sounds good.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All righty. So, I've been singing, like you said in the, you know, the intro there, the people read that online. I've been singing since I was about 5 years old. That was when my first performance was, in front of a lot of people on a stage. And ever since then, I've been it's been nonstop. I learned the national anthem also at a very young age. And I've been singing that for a while now. And I put together my first band when I was in high school. And I've been booking myself ever since. And, you know, in between there, I've done, you know, different competitions and different contests with singing and whatnot, and things that I look back and I'm just so happy, you know, to have that under my belt, and really also being involved in choir in school and also in church, singing in church, and just one way or another always having to be involved in music and singing, and also anything to do with being on stage, whether it was pageants or acting or something that had to do with the performance and the arts and all that. I enjoyed very much growing up, and songwriting since I was about 13 years old as well. I just started writing poems and lyrics and whatnot, and, you know, hearing different, advice from different people in the music industry and what you should do and what you should not do. And then, you know, one thing that I took to heart was to, write your own material and to have that, you know, under your belt as well whenever you're a an artist and a performer. So I've been doing that ever since then, and getting my music out little by little and being able to share it with people, and I'm just so grateful for that.
Okay, now you started at 5.
Yes.
That's so young. Were you in I read where you were in a pageant. Is that correct? Is that what started?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was actually a Christmas pageant. Yes, it was my cousin. She was in high school when I was 5 years old, and she was a senior, I believe, around there. And so she had me sing during one of her Christmas pageants, and which would be more of a entertainment and a little, you know, pageant going on, little skits going on, things to celebrate Christmas. So she got me to sing Silent Night during that. So and my family really are very musically inclined as well on my mom's side. And so being involved around that, being, influenced by their music and their singing and whatnot, it really became really natural for me to do. And they did have me sing and perform a lot more than themselves. They would always ask me to, you know, perform at different, you know, things and whatnot. And I thought, oh, what makes, you know, me different, or, you know, what makes me so special? But I just, you know, it's just been always evolved in my life, one way or another.
Now, when you were 13, did you actually write a song? Because I know, I think I read where you became a songwriter at that age. Or how long have you been, do you write your own songs? If so, how long have you been writing?
Yes, since, you know, 13, like I said, a little bit of it earlier, I started writing lyrics and poems. I didn't really write my first set songs until I started learning the guitar, and that was when I was around 14, more like 15, I'm going to say, when I put together, like, you know, officially my first song. That was when I was 15, and the influence, I guess it's funny to think about it, but that's when I had my first little boyfriend when I was 15.
I thought you were in love.
You know, yes, a little puppy love, and that's really, you know, set my first song together was about that. And so ever since then, I've been just, you know, self-taught, listening to different influences of mine. Like, you know, I love Johnny Cash, the older stuff. I love, you know, artists from today, songwriters from today, and the national scene and all that, and what they do out there. And so I really, you know, try my best to you know, teach myself how to do that in the structure of a song, or, you know, what really means a lot to me and what I love the most. And ever since then.
Now, let me get an idea. Okay, you started when you were 5. How old are you now?
I am 25.
Wow, so 20 years. That's crazy.
Yes. I know.
Mine
it's
loves
been a long
to sing,
road.
But I mean, I think that's great. I've seen where you actually opened up for the Jonas Brothers. Is that right?
Yes, yes. That was my first real, you know, concert, lights, screaming fans, you know, like crazy. The adrenaline rush of being on the stage, that was the first time ever, and I was 16. So, you know, right after that, you know, the first song that I wrote at 15, and then always, like, being involved in music, I went to this talent search here in my locally that they were from the Dallas area, and Dallas is about, let's say, 9 hours away from my hometown, so it's a bit of a stretch. So they came down here searching for talent, and I was chosen to be a part of their classes. At the time, they were called Barbizon School of Talent, and so I was involved in the acting portion and also singing, and I got involved with them. And went to a convention in New York City with them, won some awards out there. I won the singing award out there in New York, and it was held at the Waldorf Astoria, which was really, really amazing to be out there singing country music. A girl from Texas, being out there in the big city and being recognized for that was really cool. And then coming back home to Texas, they wanted me to sign with some agencies, acting agencies out there, but I wasn't ready for that at the time, and I wanted, you know, to come back to my hometown and just really focus on my singing on my own, and I knew that I could do what I could do. So, but I was still involved in the Dallas area, going back and forth and training, and I was chosen for Radio Disney Superstars in the Dallas area. They have them all over the country with Radio Disney, but I was chosen in that area. So for the summer, I was turning 17. I went out there. We were preparing that summer for the big concert for opening up for the Jonas Brothers, and that was just amazing. And right then and there, like, you know, people asked me, you know, when did you know you were going to do this, you know, professionally, like an actual performer, recording artist, whatever it is in that arena. I knew right then and there. That's when it was going to be for real. Then I was about to be 17. You know, you're either applying for scholarships or college, getting ready for college at that age. That was, you know, that was my thing. That was my passion. And I thought, I still did all that, though. I had a full ride scholarship and whatnot, but I chose this as my passion. And you know, I chose to go the route of my passion.
Okay, I also seen where you won the Shania Twain sing-off contest, because I remember,
yes.
I think I remember her doing that. It's been a few
yes.
years ago, but I remember. Now, did you get to meet her?
I did not, which was so sad, but I mean, yes, I did not get to meet her. I was a little, you know, disappointed, but that's okay, because she's a busy woman, especially
with
her.
Well, she seems really down to earth.
Yes, and she is, and you know what, honestly, I think only her people, you know, put this together with the Caesar's Palace organization, and that's where it mainly came from. You know, they used her name, Shania Twain, sing off contest, because she was having her residency there, and so, you
wow.
know, they wanted to do this for extra promotion, of course, and to help me out. And I did get to, you know, a lot of opportunity. I got to perform there in Las Vegas. That was a big prize for me. I looked forward to that, because performing, and, you know, I didn't get to take my whole band out there, but they did have a band that I sat in with, which they learned all my covers, and they actually also learned my originals, which was really neat, and I performed out there. It was December of 2012, and that was during the national rodeo finals, so that was really, really cool to be out there during. It was perfect time for me to be around the Shania Twain, you know, crowd, the rodeo crowd,
yeah.
and performing out there on the strip, and also performing at the Rodeo Convention Center, and also being able to do some interviews out there with the rodeo. It was really cool, because I was being interviewed next to some world champions, so that was really cool.
Well, it's all about
there.
Networking. I mean,
yes.
you got to network in anything that you do. I write books,
definitely.
And you have to network, and I just started a publishing company, so it's networking, networking, networking. If you don't do it, you know, it's hard to unless you just get a lucky break, it's hard to
mm-hmm.
make it unless you know people. Now,
yes.
now with the Jonas Brothers, did you ever meet them? Just curious, because my daughters would probably love to know that, considering I have one that's 17 this year and one that's 13.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, we did get to say hi to them. We didn't have a conversation with them, but yes, we met them, which is really cool.
Yes, it was, and
especially at that time, you know, that was their peak, and they're
they were,
you know,
huge,
they're right
yeah.
at their prime.
And I mean,
yes.
well, now they're kind of doing their own thing, but they're still
mm-hmm.
pretty big. I mean, you got Nick,
yes.
that's pretty big, and then you got, what is the other one's name, the other brother?
Oh, he has his own
band
now, yes.
This. Yeah, the DNC or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
See, I'm a little older. I'm going to be 40 this year, so me remembering those things is, I'm still not kind of, you know, tapped into that kind of thing. I'm getting too old.
No.
I need to stay up with it though, because I have a 7-year-old. Now I know that most recently it talked about you opening up for even to me bigger country music stars. Now, who were some of those?
Yes, and those were like the really, I mean, it was just amazing. The first one I ever opened up for was back in the same year, 2012. The same year that I won that Shania Twain contest, but it was with Easton Corbin, and he had just released his second number one, I believe, Roll With It. So, I mean, that was even amazing for, you know, to be a part of that concert here. In South Texas, and ever since then, you know, it's been nonstop. People, you know, recognize me from there, and venues would call me from, you know, this and that. The radio station here in South Texas, they'd call me for, you know, different other opening acts, other bands that come in, which were next was Tracy Lawrence, which, of course, classic, you know, really amazing music that I was influenced from my parents and also myself growing up in the 90s. I was born in 1990, so I would listen to Tracy Lawrence as a little girl, and that was amazing. To open up for Tracy Lawrence. I actually got to open up for him twice now here in South Texas, and got to meet him once. And also, Zach Brown Band was a huge one.
No, I was going to ask that one, the Zach Brown Band and the Charlie Daniels Band. I mean, that's pretty.
Yes.
For me, those are the types that I like. I kind of like that. I don't do the pop country as much anymore. I kind of like the old style country still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love some of it, but I'm more of a Charlie Daniels Band, you know, Zach Brown. Don't get me wrong, I love some Luke Bryan. I'm married, but I can listen to him and I can look at him. But,
definitely look at him.
Yes, that is a handsome man. But
yes.
Now, do you travel?
I know
you do a lot in Texas, but do you travel also a lot or quite often, or are you on any kind of tours or anything like that?
I have actually been going to Nashville for about 2 years now, just kind of back and forth, getting, you know, like you said earlier, networking kind of out there, getting my name, you know, out there, getting my CDs out to them, and been, you know, involved with BMI for a little bit now, and, you know, visiting their headquarters there and talking to people there, and also performing on Broadway with a couple bands that are my friends out there. Just getting, like I said, you know, it's all the networking out there, especially in Nashville, and eventually, you know, I want to start going there a lot more, but just all over Texas, mainly Nashville, back and forth. Actually, we're going to be going to Nashville again this June. We'll be there for about a week and performing at this benefit concert, performing at some songwriter rounds, doing some songwriting there on Music Row, meeting with a couple of industry professionals just to see, you know, what you know, you always want to, like you said, who you know, and hopefully, you know, I know there's a lot of people that can promise you things, and I've you know, learned a few things in the industry from being around for so long. You know, I've been singing, like you said, 20 years now, and it's just, you got to find the right people. You know, you want to be involved with the right people, and I'd rather, if that means that that's going to be a little bit longer road for me, and it takes a little bit longer to find those right people, it'll be worth it, and so I'll be hopefully getting some more representation this year in Nashville, and of course, my representation right now is amazing with Michael Stover and MTS Management.
Yeah, he seems to be pretty good. I've interviewed quite a few of his entertainers, so he seems to be very well, and he definitely keeps in contact. He'll keep pushing you. He's like, I need that email. But I've seen where you were also on the top 50 CMT, I think it was .com artist. Is that correct?
Yes, that was really neat. Yes. They choose up, you know, the top popular ones that are, I guess, you know, getting some buzz on the internet, and they calculate
feedback,
that on.
Yeah.
So I've been up there a few times now, which was really, really cool. Another, I don't know if you were going to bring it up, but another, you know, I'm just happy to announce how my song has been doing. My song, He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. And that was just, it's just been amazing with Michael Stover and the radio promotions that we've gotten on New Music Weekly, that it was number one for 2 weeks in a row. That was really cool on that chart. And then also last month for the month of April, the Academia Awards, they recognized me for Best Country Song of April. So that was really cool too, to have that, along with, you know, that other accomplishment with CNT.com and all that.
I need to actually see if I have that song, because I was going to actually play one of your songs, but I need to find out if I actually have that because I know now I have had one fella that was a great sport because I was like, don't you want to play something? And he was like, sure. And I was like, really? Because most of the time people are like, well, don't you have a recording or, you know. But he actually got his guitar out and started playing. I was like, okay, that works too. But,
oh, wow.
it's whatever makes you feel comfortable. Like the guy that I had on the other day, I actually just actually found his song and kind of, you know, uploaded it real quick on a break and played it for him. But I can actually play that one if I can find it for you, if you don't want to play anything, which is fine.
Let me take a
quick little break and see if I can find that song. And then we'll go ahead and upload it, okay?
Okay,
all right, give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, I think I found it, and I think I've got it uploaded. And it is the He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now you're going to have to hear yourself play. That's what I told the guy the other day. I said, I know some artists don't like hearing themselves sing. I've been told that a few times. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for the audience. So
go ahead.
Either put it on mute or walk away. But I'm going to go ahead and start playing it.
Awesome.
All right. Now, guys, like I said, this is Madeline Victoria, so we're going to go ahead and listen to He Only Loves Me.
Looking for a good time. It's been a long week.
I think that was great. Your voice actually sounds different when you sing than when you talk, because you have a really soft country twang voice, but when you sing, you almost sound like, oh my gosh, I know who I'm thinking, and she's on the tip of my tongue. Has anybody ever compared you to anyone?
Sometimes they compare me to, sometimes that's
so my mind went blank too, but I know who I'm thinking.
Yes, and sometimes, man, it's just all kinds, all different, I get different
Martina McBride is who I was thinking.
Oh, okay, see, I get her, or even sometimes Sarah Evans,
I could see that too.
I get Martina.
I was thinking Martina when I was listening. I was like, she kind of has a little bit of a voice like Martina, and then I didn't think about Sarah, though, but yeah, you do kind of sound like her too. Well, that's great, and that song's doing pretty good, so I mean, that's a good thing, you know. Me being a Christian, I guess, because I do bring God into a lot of things I talk about, but it's never in our time. It's always in His time. But His time is always
definitely.
Perfect timing. So, you know, when it does happen and you hit the top charts, I can have this and say, hey, I interviewed her.
Yes,
but
definitely.
I think you're doing great.
I believe that. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, I wanted you to go ahead, and I think we have about 7 minutes left. But I wanted you to go ahead and let everybody know where they can find your albums if you have, you know, some CDs or the songs, where they can download them or either purchase them. Maybe some of your websites where they can, you know, find out more information of where you'll be or and so forth, just whatever kind of information that you can provide.
Oh, definitely. Yes, they can definitely visit my website at MadelineVictoriaMusic.com, and that is where I have a lot of my social media links. I've got my music video actually on there that y'all can look up for He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. And back to the social media links, I've got, you know, Instagram on there, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, on there. And also a tab for all my show dates, which I have a link up to Reverb Nation, also Facebook and all that. And it's just always updating people on there and where I'm going to be playing. And of course, all over Texas. And also Nashville this June, and little by little, you know, we're working on getting out there, because right now, you know, my representation is with MTS management, and I still book myself, though. I'm my own booking agent, so I'm trying to push myself as much as I can out there until I get my own booking agent, and I'm just looking forward to meeting more and more new friends and new fans, and you guys can just hook up with me on social media and on the internet, and I'd love it, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, I don't want you to hang up, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show, but I'm going to put you on mute for a second. But
okay.
Don't hang up, because I need to speak to you right after the show, okay?
All righty.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and end the show with Madeline Victoria. Make sure to check her out, and you guys have a great afternoon, and I'll be seeing you on Friday. Bye.